Welcome to Tappy Blue View, your source for all things Everton. On a very conflicted and probably more dejected Monday. I'm Jerry. Still. Here's David. Yeah, and he's probably not feeling too good either, huh?
No, it's there's not enough antidepressants to get me through this Monday, let me tell you. But here we go. We're here, so we may as well face this head on, eh?
Yeah. Edward is off doing some work for the government, so you'll have to excuse him. Just trust me.
And be careful what you say around him as well.
You know what I mean? It's important work.
Yeah.
All right? Top men work with Edward. Top. All right? So, for all you podcasters out there, this is what the show's going to look like. We're going to be giving you a match reaction to whatever happened yesterday against Leicester, whatever that was. We'll be going through the news. I mean, there news still happens when you suck, so yeah. We'll go over that.
If anything, there's more news, yeah. And it sucks even more.
You tend to examine even the smallest bits of news. So then we'll do a little fan thoughts, see what everybody else is thinking out there, and then we'll end with a Lyon preview, all right? Because that still has to happen this Thursday. So anyway, so let's go ahead and jump on to our match reaction. So David, you weren't able to make it on Sunday, nor was
you
I.
Say that like that was a bad thing.
I know. I felt so bad to Edward as I was watching it, you know, I felt so bad for him, you know, and then I saw his instant match reaction. I was like, oh my gosh, there's pain in that boy's eyes. Yeah. So, you have any quick opening thoughts on that?
Very alarming in terms of the performance. We seem to be accustomed to getting beat now, but the performance again was just, a Koeman-esque performance that we thought we'd kind of got shut of last week. And I'm scared. I'm scared for Everton's safety. I mean, it could be fine. You know, we could get a new manager then, turn things around, you know, because we have got a good squad on paper. But that lack of firepower up front and even the defence looks leaky as anything. I mean, I'm concerned. I really am. I think that was a really, really concerning performance yesterday.
Yeah. It definitely was. I mean, I think there was, if you're going to take, and I know it's grasping at straws to take positives, I know. So viewers out there who are shaking your heads at me, trying to think positive, I get you, I know. But we're supposed to do this. I think second half when he brought in Banningimi, I think there was a little more cushion, a little bit more protection for the defense because, you know, because he's got some pace, he's got some quickness, and he just sort of covered them a little bit more because they're slow. Our center backs are slow, you know. So I thought we had a little more defensive solidarity second half. I say a little more because we still look like the wheels are going to come off anytime they got near our box. I mean, it really is. It does seem like it's just a bunch of guys. Unorganized, not really knowing their roles when they're being pressed. That's unfortunate.
I think maybe one thing that was really really alarming was we've been screaming for two out and out wingers for some time, maybe two up front, and we played that formation and we got torn apart. So you start thinking, one, Evertonians don't know anything, and two, we are in trouble.
Yeah, I did think what's funny is a lot of, I'd say he was criticized for some of his subs he was bringing on. Wouldn't you say that?
Mm. And yeah, he was at half time, yes.
I mean, it's a strange sub to bring in Banningimi when you're down by two. It's a defensive sub, but honestly, it provided us a little more cover at the very least. I think that leads me to my question. Did Unsworth screw up his initial team selection? Which I would say yes, but what do you think?
Yes, I agree. Yeah, I think I'm not going to be too critical because when the team was announced, I think a lot of Evertonians were happy with the first 11. And if they say they wasn't, I think they're going to be lying. But Yeah, I thought we were happy enough with the starting 11, but in hindsight, yeah, I think he got it wrong. We got torn open quite easily. And one criticism I would have was, although I like the guy, I really do, and I think he's been a great player, I just don't think Lennon offers anything anymore. And it felt like down that right hand flank, we were just really, really struggling. I don't think a substitution half time was the wrong thing to do, because the formation wasn't working. That was evident.
Yeah. So I don't know. Initially, I'll agree. I actually didn't mind the formation too much. I was thinking, okay, well, he's clearly trying to go offensive now. He doesn't think Leicester are as dangerous of a team as Chelsea was, and so he's thinking, let's attack them. But unfortunately, they attacked the hell out of us. I mean, it was. And we were not ready. I don't think we were ready. That first 30 minutes was awful. It was grim ass viewing for Evertonians. It was bad. In hindsight, I think when we're playing a team like that, maybe start with a little quicker center back, like I mentioned Holgate last time, because he's got speed. He's got the speed that maybe quickness that those guys may lack. But also 4-3-3 may be the way to go when we have to start those two guys, aging
I
center
mean, I
backs.
suppose it, in my best impression of Jerry trying to find a positive here, Unsworth has managed a lot of teams, albeit reserve squads, but he does know how to manage, but he's still very inexperienced at this level. And maybe that has cost them yesterday. As you said, the formation was probably better against Chelsea than it was against Leicester. So yeah, he's just not ready, Jerry. He's just not ready.
It
He
doesn't seem
shouldn't be
like
our
it.
next manager. I
Yeah.
hope this isn't buried, and it doesn't become a subject anymore, because he's not good enough
Right.
at the moment.
So, I've got a few questions. We need to go rapid fire because we need to probably get on to the next segment soon. But we know that was a PK, right? We know that Lennon, got brought down in the box. Every pundit in America said it was. So I mean, it seemed pretty clear. So if he calls that PK, and we get that PK, we get that goal. Does that make any difference in that game? Does that change anything?
I mean, first and foremost, I am from now on going to always call a penalty a PK, because I've just fell in love with that term now.
Oh no, I'm bringing weird American football technology or terminology to the forefront.
This is the Toffee Blues, and we want that on here, don't we? This is what it's all about. It's not all about one place. We want the PKs. We want the PKs.
You know what though? I can't. If I bring all of the words though, David, then I start saying things like soccer. And that's when our entire audience just writes me one big message that says, F off, man.
I mean, if you drop a soccer bomb, I can tell you now, nobody will ever watch this show again.
Oh, I want to call it a soccer bomb so bad. All right, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Sorry, I interrupted.
No. Yeah, so to answer the question, yeah, potentially, I think it does. I think, once again, if you're looking for positives, well, when you're down at the bottom there, I think those things don't go your way, and they do change games. Equally, when that ball was cut across to Calvert-Lewin, it went through his legs, whereas they had a similar chance and scored off theirs
Right.
10 minutes early or whatever it was. So yeah, I think it could have changed the game.
Yeah. So which goal of theirs was the most infuriating for you?
Well, I'll be honest, that Kenny's own goal, or I think they took it off him now, but it was an own goal, let's be honest. Yeah, because a lot of people are critical of the first one, but although I think there was a lot of mistakes within the chain of that goal, I think it was just a really good goal. It was a perfect counter attack. Davis should have brought him down, but he didn't. As I said, there was mistakes in there. Lennon didn't follow his Vardy when he ran in, but that was just a perfect goal. It had pace, it had everything. Whereas the second one was just poor, poor. I like Kenny, but it was another bad performance, I thought, by him. So we had the second one for me, Jerry.
Okay, I'm absolutely terrified of disagreeing with you, David, but it's going to happen. All right. For some reason, I was more angry at my television after the first goal, just because. Yeah, I mean, you're right. There was good play by Leicester moving toward that goal. That's true. They passed well. They took advantage of their opportunity. It was good. However, when I saw how many players it took to screw that up for us, you know, initially I would have said, Davies, maybe try to hold your guy up. Not even just take him out, but just try to contain him. Same thing for Ghana. We did have three players who could have taken him out. But and additionally, Lennon didn't follow his man back. I'll give Rooney credit. Rooney was trucking his ass back to try to, and after seeing that, I'm like, let him start every game at this point. Because if he's going to give that kind of effort, done. You know, because I didn't see anybody doing that, what he was trying to do. It just took that many hands to screw it up. And I didn't know who to blame. I couldn't blame one. Because it's so bad.
I do understand you. I think I'd be more on your side of the fence if I wasn't just a little bit jealous of Leicester's goal.
That's so true.
Seeing somebody with pure pace running past people and, you know, intricate play, great ball into the box, a striker in there, putting it in. And I'm just envious, I think. Yeah. So I can't take too much away from them.
Yeah. We did make them look like they were in the hunt for another title. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That particular goal, people are like, oh, Leicester's back. Instead of the second goal, which looks like, oh, wow, Everton belong on, like, you know, a funniest videos compilation show. Because that's what that looked like. It was really bad. All it lacked was, like, one of our players getting hit right in the pills. You know, that's the only thing it lacked.
Sliding into the post or something like that. Yeah.
Somebody brings out a rubber chicken. Yay! You know what I mean? That's all it lacked. So, last question. Can Unsworth turn this around by the time we bring in, you know, the next hot shot Everton manager?
Well, we said yes this time last week, didn't we?
Yes,
and
we did.
Yeah, such as the fickle Evertonians that we are. No, I don't think so. I think what I was expecting was, you know, kind of improved performances and maybe picking up something yesterday, maybe even the results on last Wednesday, you know. Two back-to-back defeats, maybe one decent half of football in two games. I think he says all the right things, but I don't think the players are fully on board, and we need someone to come in and really whip the dressing room into shape.
Right. No. I do think the next performance will be stronger, but I don't know if it's going to be convincing enough to keep him in the permanent position.
Is that Leon or Watford?
Leon. I think we'll play better in that. I don't know about Watford. I can't even think about Watford yet.
Yeah, well, leave it to that.
All right. So anyway, there it is. Our deflated musings. And joining us, because he's just now finished saving the lives that we had referred to in the previous video. Okay, I'm not supposed to talk about it. My bad, dude. Edward's back from holiday. So let's go over the news, guys. It's kind of innocuous news, and I'm trying to not hit the manager rumors because we hit those already. So I'm gonna start because I think a lot of people were confused about some of the names left out of the squad on Sunday. One of them being Keane, and it came out after the game that Keane has an infected cut in his foot, and the infection has spread to his leg, and that he's been in hospital and all that stuff. So, and apparently he's been dealing with that for a while now. Possible that that's why he's been playing like crap?
Maybe.
He hasn't been great lately.
No, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, if he... Something like that can kind of mess with you psychologically, can't it? If you're not 100%. So, yeah, could well have been. A fair play, by the way, for playing with that, because it must be nasty, to be honest, because he's in hospital now, isn't he? So, just give him the benefit of the doubt on that.
I mean, go ahead, Edward.
When was it that he apparently did it? Wasn't it meant to be like back in the Hajduk Split game?
Sunderland.
Yes.
Oh, Sunderland.
Yeah. So I mean, that was still about 7 weeks ago or something. Yeah,
exactly.
It?
So
his performances have not been strong since then.
No,
they haven't. So, and he's not been able to trap back or anything like that either, or run on it.
Yeah,
at a time when we absolutely need a little bit of speed out of centre backs. Because
Speed anyway.
I'll take speed out of our manager right now.
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of strange injuries, the news just dropped today from Blanka Vlasic.
Oh,
that Vlasic, Nikola Vlasic, was not really hurt. Because we had heard that he'd had a knock, and she came out and said, yeah, it was a pretty hard bruise, but it's been fine for a while now. And that he actually could have been in the squad this weekend. And we're talking about a high-performing player here, guys. Somebody who's been one of our strongest players this month. So is this a situation where Unzi is picking the players he thinks that are best in trying to win games, or is he trying to pick familiar players that have played together before to kind of maybe rekindle some kind of chemistry, and he thinks that's going to get him the wins?
In all fairness, he hasn't really seen Vlasic play, so he doesn't really know what to expect with him. So he's probably just needing to see what he's like first before. So it's probably the first one, saying which players he thinks is going to be best for the situation.
Yeah, for me, just another poor decision. I'm really not getting on his back. You know, as I said a week ago, I was glad being coming as interim. But yeah, I don't really understand it. But then equally, I think his sister has a little bit too much to say on Twitter. You know, there's some things that kind of keep within the club or keep between themselves. And I think she enjoys the attention a little bit that she's getting. But yeah. Oh, anyway, back to the question. Yeah, I'm too negative because of this terrible, terrible place for him right now. I think Vlasic should be playing. If he's getting left out, then he needs to be playing. If there is an injury, then fair enough.
I'm getting the vibe that Unsworth thinks his best way to results is getting some players who have actually played together before and putting them on the field. You know, because let's be honest, Vlasic does not deserve to be out of the squad. He does not. All right?
No.
Almost every player, I mean, what's the only player who is playing right now that hasn't really had a lot of experience with getting chemistry together? I mean, it's Pickford, right? I mean, right now, Keane would probably be on the field too, but we're talking about a really accomplished defender. So, I mean, these other guys, I mean, Klaassen probably doesn't deserve to be in the squad right now. Sandro's debatable as well, based on what they've been doing recently. So, but Vlasic makes no sense.
Yeah, I agree. He should be in there. And this thing about them playing together for chemistry, well, we've been pretty poor for a while, and he's been the only player who's been playing well, so he should be in the team.
Yeah.
And Bianca, I know you're watching. I do apologise. It's no hard feelings. I'm sure you're a lovely lady, but, you know, pipe down for a little bit, please.
I just want to make it put it out there that David said that.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm a fan, Blanca.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're a very pretty woman.
I'm just going through a real tough time right now following this football club, so I'm a little bit tetchy, and just bear with me. I'm sure we'll be fixed in the long run.
She's one of the many, like, few Croatians that will watch these videos as well.
Blanca, could you give us a comment and please give David some sort of indication as to what your thought process was for getting all that information out there? David feels like he needs this, apparently.
Yeah.
Right?
I need something.
We all need something.
Yeah.
So, I'm only going to hit one more piece of news because all the other news is Everton are crap. Here's a manager that, halfway across the world that wants to manage them. Or here's a manager 5 miles away that wants to manage them. Kieran Dowell, we got to bring it up. On loan at Forest, hat trick. one of those goals, the ball was literally changed direction like four times. It was insane from outside the box. It was so nice. Could he even get in the squad right now?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think. There's a really good article on The Sportsman right now that somebody wrote, and you can totally find that on The Sportsman, Kieran Dahl published article today. joking aside, I did prepare a piece on him. Do check it out. But I think he's getting good experience down there at the moment, but Everton are completely lacking a creative spark. And although we have an abundance of number 10s, if they're not playing well, they're not doing the job. It looks like he probably would be doing his job. So, I think he would do well for us. But he's getting good experience at Forest at the moment.
Edward, anything?
He's a good player, but we've got so many people in that position. Would he be played there? Same position. It's the same position as Klaassen, Rooney, Sigurdsson. So,
I think the mistake was early on not just keeping him with the first team anyway. I thought he looked like he performed in preseason. He might have prevented us from making one or two of the purchases that we made. He's playing with confidence. That's something that a lot of our guys don't have right now. I wanted him in the first team. I do think he's going to be a better player after this loan, though. I do feel that. So I don't think it's all a bad thing, all right? Mm. And I don't think he necessarily would have put us in a better position right now. I don't think he's that influential. So, yes, I wish he was here, but meh. You know? Yeah, that's a statement. Meh. So, anyway, all right. Anybody else got any more news? Because the rest of it's just kind of all the same.
Ancelotti says he's going to take his time when thinking about his next project.
That's part of that whole manager kerfuffle that we... Yeah, I saw that he's going to wait a year. He's going to wait till the end of the season. So
maybe.
Don't cry yourself to sleep on your huge pillow, Edward.
I'm not sure Everton can afford to wait a year, can they, at the moment?
No.
I think they need someone now.
No.
Mm.
They need Edward James. All right. So, everybody, that is it. That's the end of the news. There is no more news in the rest of the world right now. So, now is the time when we lend an ear to our fellow supporters. All right? It's the fan thoughts. Let's do it. So, I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of this poor fellow's last name. John Digney. Is that right? I don't know.
Digney?
John Digney says, or asks, are... Do what?
John D. Call him JD.
JD. JD asks, are we...
You're welcome, JD.
JD asks, are we in a relegation battle now? Can anyone save us? Two questions.
We can be saved, but we're very, very close to losing a grip on this season and drifting into a relegation battle. We've got a big, say, 4 weeks ahead, I think.
See, I said in my vlog, if we perform like we performed in the first half, we are going to be relegated. No doubt about it. If we perform like we did in the second half, then possibly I could see us getting better.
Okay.
But these next couple of games are going to be what happens. We'll see what happens.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to say we're not yet in a relegation battle. I'm just going to answer that. I think it's a really long season. I don't think we're quite there yet. Can anyone save us? Yes, someone can. There's a cheap answer that directly answers the question. I just can't give you any specific names. But I think someone can save us. I'm not totally writing this one off yet. I just think it's possible to get some results this season. It's ridiculous to think, maybe we can work our way up to mid-table.
Yeah,
that's just incredible. Awful. All right, next. Ben Jameson 4 All right, asks, how do you restart a club? That's such a complicated, difficult question to answer. We can literally do fan thoughts on solely on that question, you know?
Yeah. It's actually a very good question, but
it's really good.
Maybe not one. It's a quick five, 3 questions. I think we need to get someone in who's got some authority that can go in and get the players playing and almost fearing for the positions a little bit. So that, you know, if they don't perform to the absolute best, then they're out. And that's a start, and then we need to regroup in January.
Hasn't Unsworth technically done that? Because he's not really started any of the summer signings, apart from Pickford.
Well, the answer to be for me for that would be no, because we've got beat twice.
Yeah, true. But he's shown that it doesn't matter about your price tag if you don't live up to it. You're going to get dropped.
Yeah, it's a fair point, definitely. Sigurdsson hasn't played, has he? But...
Exactly. Klaassen hasn't played at all. Sandro hasn't.
So, I'm going to say restart a club. I think it's not just a new manager. It's also... We've had some really embarrassing stuff happen in the transfer window. I feel like every transfer window, there's some ridiculous circus that happens, and it makes us look bad every time. And I think this goes to somewhere in the administration. You know, it's there's some people pulling the strings that are dropping the ball, and I don't necessarily think it's always the manager. There's a lack of, I don't know if it's business acumen, I don't know if it's if it's being naive when people tell you, yes, I'm going to sign for you, I'm a tall, gorgeous French man, I'll be there soon, and then it doesn't happen. What do? We're laying on the floor, you know, writhing around with nothing. So it's awful. So, but that's the thing. So there's a bigger, deeper seated problem. I think what we have to do is we have to find a manager that can just put the band-aids on for a little while, and I hope it's one we can hold on to for longer than a year. Just an Allardyce that gets us clean sheets, you know?
Oh, that is just a nightmare. Just even that name getting linked with the role. Oh, my.
I know.
Don't like that.
Edward, get a blanket, brother. okay, this is not a question. @Ado_Dublin says, start believing in yourselves.
And your dreams will all come true.
I think it's for all of us, because we all need a little injection of self-confidence in these dark, dark times. I mean, honestly... I think even with the performance on that we had second half against Chelsea, there's still a certain belief that we're not going to do it. You know, I feel like, you know, certain squads where they have that confidence, you're like, you know what, we're down by two, don't care, we're going to turn this around. But it's just kind of like with us, it was just like, you know what, we'll work hard. Maybe
we're just on one of these losing streaks, as you say. I mean, that's what my driving instructor thinks. He thinks we're on a bit of a losing streak instead of a winning one. It's just not running for us, but we'll get out of it.
I think the main, you know, if we are going to dig a little bit deeper, is Everton just aren't having a big club mentality. We've got a very small club mentality. You know, that's why we haven't won nothing for ages. The board haven't brought anything to the club. No, we've had numerous managers who haven't been able to. And, it is. The biggest thing in football for me is your mentality. And you're right, as you were saying there, you know, 2-0 down. At no point did anybody believe we were coming back into that game. I think I put it a tweet out yesterday, 2-0 down, half-time in the league. We haven't come back to win for 40 years.
That's really... I think that's strange coming from you, David. Are you just not really been much of a stats guy? Are you branching out? Is that what this is?
I live for stats, okay? I don't care. I eat stats for breakfast.
I saw you post something about how none of the teams in any of the England's home teams were winning at halftime or something. And I literally just wanted to reply in huge caps, stats!
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, that stat actually got me rock hard. So for those 25 minutes, I was like... Fuck, like no home team is winning here. Oh my god. And then it slowly disappeared. But that would have been a really interesting day if that would have stayed as the trend was going.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All right. We should actually move past Rock Hard mentionings. Is it the manager's fault or the players? Asks George Meehan. I mean, I'm gonna say previous managers because we haven't had enough time to actually. I mean, he hasn't. Unsworth hasn't had much training time with these guys and still working that out. So I'm not gonna blame either one of them yet.
Can we put some responsibility on the players now, though? Because
none of them ever.
I don't know.
No, you're right. There was some effort issues, especially on Leicester's first goal. I will totally agree with that. That's true.
Oh, don't bring it back.
I know, bud.
Ah.
I'm sorry to interrupt, David. You can keep going. I felt like a jerk. I was like joking, and I'm like, oh yeah, interrupted.
No, you've actually done me a favour there, mate, so if we want to push past that one, I will be okay with that.
All right, I think this is actually a really tough question. It comes from @GigHawat. Tom Davies, I don't think he's good enough to play in a two. Do you agree? And would you say he's been poor this season? Okay.
Go on, Jerry. You lead this.
You know I'm Tom Davies' super fan, number 26 over here.
So defend him.
Well, to be honest with you, though, after watching yesterday, I'm not sure that he was good enough to play in a two yesterday.
It was dreadful. Absolutely dreadful.
You know, I thought he looked a lot better when they brought in Bonangimi and he was able to kind of move forward a little bit more. But, I honestly am not sure about that. I think the only way Tom Davies can play in a two is if we get some faster, more capable center backs.
I concur. I can't add more to that. I think the facts speak for themselves. And yesterday he did struggle. So, yeah, maybe we need to reevaluate that.
We'll see what happens. That's all we can do at the minute. I mean, the way it's going.
Yeah, Edward, you're usually more harsh on Davies than I am. So I was expecting you to point your finger at me and say, talk about this. So, all right, last point. @Chris_Dines18 says, good second half. Individual errors cost us no pace, no forward pass. Older players not stepping up to the mark. Younger players don't have enough experience. January will be massive. Need a striker badly. I mean, that's just a summary of the game, essentially.
That's basically, a tweet-sized summary of...
Yeah.
Not just the game, but the season as a whole. So, probably a fair reflection. Well done.
Yeah, Chris, that's a beautiful.
You've done our job for us.
Yeah. I don't really know what else we can add to that. You kind of got it. So
you kind of summed it. Maybe end it with a question so we can contribute something to the end. But instead, kind of putting us in a hole. That was pretty perfect. Yeah, summed up very well, mate.
All right, so those are your fan thoughts, everybody. David has left us to go to Lyon. Speaking of Lyon, it's that game is going to happen whether we like it or not, Edward.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
May Mother of God have mercy on our soul.
So we should preview this. I want to state I haven't spoken to Alain of Sochigons yet, who is our Lyon friend, who usually gives us the inside poop. So our numbers, our lineup may not be correct. We may not be up on their injuries. But I do have some info on Lyon here, man. They're currently sitting in third in Ligue 1. Yeah. 7 points behind PSG, and less than that. I think they're 4 or 5 behind Monaco. They recently beat Metz and Troyes. I don't know how to say it. But either way, they're two bottom half teams. Metz is actually at the bottom of the French First Division right now. But they got two wins after beating us. So they've won 3 in a row. Confidence is riding high for them.
Okay.
Great time for us to play them, huh?
yeah, let's go and ruin the confidence.
So, starters could look like this. Lopez, Morel, Marcelo, Marçal, Tete, Fekir, Aouar, Toussar, Mariano, Depay, and Traoré. Depay has had a hat trick in, I think, not against Mets, but the game before that. Apparently, Lyon's manager came out and said, yeah, I put Depay on the bench, and now he's responded, and he's doing great. So he's playing his best football of the season. So there's that. I do think we'll perform a little better this week than we did yesterday, Edward, but it's a bad time to play Lyon at Lyon, and you know what? They're going to be pumped because of our little skirmish with them in game. So how do you think this is going to work, man? Just some initial thoughts. Do you have any?
We are going to get screwed.
Don't hold back, Edward.
I don't know. Because we may have the confidence, and mm-hmm. going into Europe, it looks like he might help. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, wow. Lyon is going to be a really tough fixture.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. They're the toughest opponents in our group, by far. Away in Europe, we haven't looked good either. Considering we drew with Rosenborg, I think. Only just got a win. No, we drew with Split. And we lost to Atalanta, so
yeah.
Whatever, I think if we can get a draw out of this, I would be happy.
Yeah.
To be honest. Because then it will give us some kind of platform to build on.
Alright.
I think. I don't know.
So
I'm trying to find hope.
So, I was going to do my lineup, and then you want to do yours?
Yeah, can do.
Alright, so I'll give you my thinking on this, and I'm sure you're going to clash with it, I'm sure. I sort of think that Unsworth is going to go with the same sort of thing he's been doing recently, where he's playing a lot of these players that he sort of trusts, some players that have played together, just to get some stability in the team. I just see it happening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah. So Pickford. I think he's going to go with Kenny again because I think he's trying to give the kid experience, and I think he still thinks he's his best option. Jags, Williams, because I don't think Keane's going to be back yet.
Baines, no, they said Keane won't be back.
Yeah. Baines, and I think he's going to go three-man center midfield with Gay, Davies, and Boningimi because I think he thinks that'll help our defense some and kind of keep us in the game at least until the second half.
Banagimi's not registered, though, is he?
Oh, is he not?
I don't think he is.
Okay, well, if he's not... Okay, let me scratch that, then. If he's not registered... Oh, you're right. I normally get this, Edward. Good job. I normally catch this. You're on it,
man.
Come
on.
So I'm going to say he may go with Schneiderlin instead, actually.
Hmm.
All right? And then Morales, Rooney, DCL. You know?
Hmm.
Pretty straightforward, familiar lineup.
Yeah.
So, because I think that's what Unzi wants, familiarity and stability. So, what are you thinking?
I'd like to throw in a curveball and say something different. I'd like to say Kenny Pickford, because Kenny needs to start again. For his confidence, I think he needs to start again.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pickford, Kenny, Williams, Jags, Baines. That's going to be obvious. I'd like to say Vlasic. Think he could go.
Mm-hmm.
Morales, Gay, and Sigurdsson.
Okay.
Niasse. No, not Niasse. Rooney and Calvert-Lewin.
All right.
4-4-2.
Gotcha.
See if that works.
Yeah. I'm curious as what he's going to do with formation, to be honest. How he responds with that. Really curious.
Because he's done the same two, basically, for the previous two games, hasn't he? So he must realize.
I don't know if he did. I feel like the first game he did more of a 4-3-3, and yesterday was more of a 4-2...
Yeah, 4-2-3-1.
Yeah, yeah.
The Christmas tree.
Yeah. Scores.
Oh, don't do this to me.
You gotta, I mean, the Edward, you've got the out, which is head and heart predictions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can cushion yourself with that. So it's okay. And if you're wrong, the kind listeners and viewers are okay with that. They won't hold
you to it. They respect me.
What do you think?
With my heart, I'm going to say we win 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
With my head, I think we're going to get demolished 3-1.
Mm.
3-0.
I'm going to pick a 1-0 loss. Yeah.
Not a great time.
No, because I don't know if we can... I don't know if we can get a clean sheet right now. I don't think we're mentally there. And we created so very few chances against Leicester. We just didn't really look like scoring. The closest we looked like scoring was maybe getting a PK, you know?
Oh, we should have had that.
So, yeah. That was definitely a penalty. But...
Yeah.
Whatever. We lost. Come here. So there we are. There's our super optimistic predictions where we think that it's just that we're destined for doom and gloom on Thursday. Yeah. So if you're liking our doom and gloom, I mean, it is almost Halloween. Just saying, if we bring the doom and gloom. It's seasonal. So when we
lose against 5-0, like in all the Christmas fixtures, we're going to be happy and jolly.
We'll be gifting them goals. All right, everybody. So, if you're liking our videos, please subscribe, like, give us some comments. What do you think Lyon's going to do? How do you think we're going to do against Lyon? That would be great. Interaction is awesome. All right, we want to hear from you. We want to get to know you. All right? Additionally, please check out Edward's YouTube channel, Jam E. James. Details are down there. All right? Lastly, if you are listening via podcast, thank you. We appreciate you. All right?
Love you.
Subscribe to our Toffee Blues podcast and rate it if you are in the position to do so.
Give it 5.
Please check out the Toffee Blues website. Also, the Toffee Blues are on the various social medias. Various social media platforms. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that hotness. All right? And I think that's it, Edward. Any parting thoughts?
Yeah, if I've not been as great, I do apologise, I'm just ill. So hopefully it's gone. Hopefully it's gone, like all the negative stuff.
Yeah.
Soon.
Edward can't be ill forever, and Everton can't be crap forever. Just saying.
No. I'll try and get rid of my illness. Maybe that's the reason how we can get better again. Here's praying.
All right, man. So, that's it. Have a good rest of the week. Let's try to not lose on Thursday. All right?
Please.
Bye.
Adios.